Hi, I'm Simon Jones, and you're listening to the Writers' Centre Norwich podcast. I'm here with Chris Gribble, Chief Executive of Writers' Centre, and Sam Ruddock, Programme Manager here, and Project Lead on the International Literature Showcase, which from now on I shall refer to simply as the ILS, because life is too short. The ILS is a huge online on-running event put together by Writers' Centre Norwich and British Council, and you can find it at litshowcase.org. So, Chris and Sam, have we ever done anything quite like this before?
Hi. Well, we have, in fact. We've done, over the last 3 to 4 years, we've done two trial versions, if you like, research and development versions of something similar to the International Literature Showcase, but not exactly the same and not in an ongoing online way as we're currently doing. But in 2012, we had a trial with British Council and Arts Council of bringing international delegates together with UK authors and literature practitioners, and it worked incredibly well. We had 4 days in Norwich, and all sorts of things emerged from it. And as a result of that, we repeated the programme in a modified way in 2015. And as a result of the excellent work and the partnerships that emerged, we've developed what is now the ILS.
Yeah, and I think no one's done anything quite like what we're trying to do with the ILS this year. The British Council runs showcases throughout the year for all sorts of art forms. They're almost all gatherings of people in a physical space. What we're trying to do is to recreate that experience of coming together in a city and encountering writers and other people and trying to take as much of that as possible online so that the showcase can engage with people in their own working lives as and when they want to engage with it, can provide really useful and lasting content that can shape the work that we do both in the UK and globally, create partnerships between people who might not be able to meet in person in any way, and really explore together what the value, uses and impacts of the great art of literature that we all do are.
Yeah, I think it's been part of an ongoing sort of dialogue between our partners and our colleagues and our friends in the literature sector here in the UK and internationally. We want to work together more. We all see the value of working together, of collaborating, of crossing borders, whether those are linguistic or social or art form or whatever, political as well. And we wanted to find a way of doing that that suited us as a group of people and individuals who work with literature. And there are many more established showcases for the performing arts or for dance or for music. And we wanted to find something and tailor it for literature. So it's been a process of exploration and co-development that's resulted in this week's launch of the ILS Online.
Yeah, and a big part of it is the international nature, because while it's lovely to fly people to a place to have a meeting, you practically can't do that all the time, and you can only take so many people.
Yeah.
So doing it online so that anyone anywhere can get involved without having the cost and the practical implications and rocking up all the fuel and the planes.
Exactly. Yeah. Even the environmental considerations are something that we have thought about and tried to reduce some of the barriers for participation around the physical participation around cost and finance. There are some technological imperatives that exist for working together online, but we kind of think with the global spread of those particular technologies, we're more accessible than we've ever been because of this format, and it provides a really valuable, quite long period of time for people to get to know each other, to explore a range of topics, to listen to some experts, to be those experts themselves, to share stories and successes and failures with people who've been working in the same field as them before an opportunity then arises for people to come together physically, which it will. At the end of the showcase in Norwich next June, we will have a physical gathering of people who've been participating in the online showcase. But we really want this. It's, I suppose, instead of the long tail, it's the long nose. Is that a thing? The thing in front of the animal?
That sounds happens? A bit Pinocchio-like.
Yes, let's not do that. But, this is I might have invented a new internet term. It's a long nose.
Yes, and that's one of the big sort of conceptual shifts. So when you have a physical meetup, you do it over a few days because people can't just go somewhere for a year of their life.
No,
generally speaking. Whereas with this, we have this 10-month program of content and interaction and debate, which does culminate in a physical meetup.
Yeah.
But shifting the entire project to be something that lasts for months that's not generally how a literature event happens.
I think it's a recognition of how people occupy their time and work online. No one wants to sit in front of their computer for 4 days straight watching events and taking part in discussions. No one has the time or capacity to do that either. What we do when we go online is search out exactly what's useful to us and engage with them at the times which work for us. For some, that's on the morning commute to work. For others, that's from their desk in the afternoon when they're having a fallow period. For others, that's in the evening when they're at home. And given that we're working across the entire world, our audiences will be across all time zones and in all sorts of different cultures and ways of working. The only real way to create such a beast that could work for people was to make it low impact in any one time. So you don't have to sign on at any particular point in time, take part at that very moment, or you miss out. Everything that happens will be engageable as people find the time and energy and interest to engage with it. We'll have conversations that are running, but they will have moments of time, but those times again will have a kind of long tail, as Chris says. So it's very much trying to recognize that doing a showcase online while having some of the same aims, outcomes and content as a physical showcase is a very different beast and will interact with its audience and its participants in very different ways.
Yeah, you can dip in and dip out. It's not like the intensive 4-day interaction you get at a physical festival. Yeah. You have to maintain that for 10 months through the ILS. that would kill people.
That's scary. Yes. Yeah, I think it's partly one of, as Sam was saying, one of the ways that we all work online is that we seek out communities of interest and expertise to get advice, whether that's on programming an event, whether that's on looking for something new to read, whether that's on kind of developing a program of work that we might be engaged with, or a tour, or a festival event, or a commission. And we want to provide that community online. We want to provide a place for that community, a focal point to gather at different times, to lodge and log and store information and knowledge. Conversations will be archived. There'll be podcasts. There'll be as live events as well as live events. And, you know, there's many different ways of people to engage and participate. But it all comes back to shared benefit in finding, informing and supporting a community of interest that we all are invested in.
Yeah, so I mean, to get down to the kind of nitty-gritty of what the ILS is, for people who maybe haven't encountered it before, and obviously no one's encountered it in this form before, we have a mixture of promoting great writers and organisations who are doing interesting work and who want to work internationally and highlighting some of that UK talent, but at the same time, providing a place where discussion can take place around literature as a general concept and exploring lots of different themes over these 10 months, which we hope it's not just us asking questions. We hope other people are going to come along and join that conversation and contribute from around the world so that we can have a really deep understanding of this.
Mm. I think I suppose, in my mind, it's like the best professionally based party you've ever been to. All the people that you might want to talk to for work reasons will be there, but you'll also discover that you like each other, that there are different rooms to nip in and out of, that there are films showing, that there are bands playing, that there are people recommending authors and books for you there, all related to your work. There'll be people who can solve your problems, potentially people who can create problems and plans that you think were all set and ready to go, and there'll be ways to work with other people and collaborate and develop ideas over a sustained period of time.
And the world's a huge place. We've been talking quite widely to organisations from across the world over the last 2 months as we kind of try to build this platform and look at what the content might be for it. And I've been shocked just even talking to UK people about how much great work there is in parts of the UK that I've never encountered or come across. And that's multiplied countless times by all of the work around the world. What we're trying to do is not say we know all of the answers or we know what literature is best, but to create a space where people can share the experience that they've had with literature, whether it's events, whether it's publishing, whether it's engagement and community work, whatever the literature work is, can share the ideas, the people who are leading and innovating in thinking from their experience, from their cultures, from their regions. And so that we sort of piece together in a way that I don't think it currently exists and which I would find incredibly useful, a sort of global map of literature, what's happening, what people are doing, how people are creating new and innovative ways to engage with literature, and exploring how we can each learn from each other in the best way.
Yeah, I think there's definitely a sense that this is not, as with the sort of the best conversations, you don't come at them with all of the answers yourself. The kind of the interesting things emerge through the dialogue and through the many dialogues that we hope to encourage. We know that there are brilliant organisations working in England, in Northern Ireland, in Scotland and in Wales, working with communities, working in literary translation, working in creative multilingualism, working in festivals and events and residencies and social care settings. And they've all got amazing skills to share. But equally, we know that there are festivals in the police control zones in Rio that are doing amazing work. We know that there are literary festivals in South Africa that are doing some immense work around community building and identity development. We know that there are cultural organisations in North America, in Australia, in Central Europe, in Northern Europe that we want to talk to and get their input into how we can work better here and how we can share ideas, and not just ideas. You know, there is also a platform for writers here as part of this. We've worked with all our partners around the country and around Scotland and Northern Ireland and Wales to identify some of the most exciting writers that we have working currently at the minute, those writers who are ready to take their work to an international audience and who we think would be really fascinating to a wide range of partners globally, whether they want to program them for events or for community programs or for commissions or for any sort of exchanges. You know, we want to be able to showcase those writers as well and equally take the recommendations of the writers from partners internationally. I think it's going to be a really exciting, dynamic, ongoing conversation that will have lots of different places for people to jump on, to jump off, to think about partnerships, to potentially think about travelling to Norwich in summer 2017 to join us at the showcase, to look at the funding that we're able to provide for collaborative projects emerging out of that, to think about the commissions and the podcasts that we're making available, and to feed back and shape the dialogue as it progresses over the 10 months.
Yeah, and that thing that Chris just said about it not just being about ideas, it's also, we hope, directly practical for people looking to work with these writers. So we're creating a database and a searchable database of these writers, so that, say, I'm looking to program an event from Belgium with a French-speaking UK writer who writes about topics around urban alienation, and is particularly interested in performance or interested in poetry or interested in fiction. I can use the website to enter these terms and come up with and find and discover writers that I may not have ever encountered before who absolutely speak to those themes and can produce the event that I'm most keen to work with. It'll be the same for those people looking to curate workshops and writer development stuff, for people who want to find work writers who are really good at working in communities or with schools and young people. Whatever your kind of needs are for curating an event, we're really kind of hopeful and confident that the platform we're building can have directly practical and useful benefits.
Yeah, and we'll be helping to liaise between writers and organisations and professionals around the world. In terms of the ILS website, it's there for anyone who is interested in literature on any level, from the most casual to the most professional. But if you are a literature professional working anywhere in the world, then we have these additional networking opportunities where we can help you find interesting people. You can join our Slack community that we've created, where you can create your own chat rooms, set up interesting debate areas, join the debates that we'll be hosting. And this is an on-running thing. So hopefully months from now, there will have been this kind of web of connections established around the world, which will lead to all kinds of interesting creative projects.
Yeah, I think that our previous experience has been that we have managed to provide space for individual writers, for UK organisations, for international organisations and performers and artists to find space to collaborate, to exchange ideas, to physically travel between countries, to undertake one-off and ongoing projects with each other. And the connections that have been made and the knowledge generated have been really fantastic. And we hope to showcase some of those stories on the website as well, so that people who visit the website will be able to get a glance at what sort of things are possible through the partnerships that we can help grow through the ILS Online.
Yeah, and we're kicking off this week with a focus on live literature and looking at festivals and actually focusing in on those physical gatherings of readers and writers and how that influences literature. This week we're going to be showing a video every day sourced from UK festivals, which have been happening just in the last couple of weeks. It's a really great little cross-section of the UK festival scene. With some really interesting writers coming up on there. Sam, I don't know if you want to talk about some of those a little bit.
Yeah, we've worked with five of the leading UK literature festivals. So from Cheltenham and its major international reach through to Durham Book Festival, which is a really fabulous kind of curated and smaller, really exciting festival. We've got five events featuring some of Britain's most luminous writers of the last decade or two, from Sebastian Foulkes talking about his life in words, through to Michael Mapurgo and Pat Barker speaking from Durham Cathedral about writing World War One and capturing some of the stories of courage and pain and everything from that time and historical period really bring to life. Jackie Kay, who's just been named Scottish Macar, talking about, again, her work across different forms, whether it's poetry or fiction or non-fiction, her engagement with words internationally and nationally. Mallory Blackman, one of the most fantastic writers for young people over the last couple of decades, speaking from London Literature Festival at the South Bank Centre. All of these events coming together and providing kind of a hint of what the writers that we're showcasing over the next 10 months could be in the next, given 5 years' time, and the work that we're going to be helping them develop with partners internationally, the experiences. That's what these writers can be, these world-leading writers of excitement.
Yeah, and I think that the live recordings from these festivals give people an idea of the different sorts and formats of events that we have in our programme. We have different focuses for each of those events, and they'll start speaking to the themes that we generate over the course of the next 10 months. And you'll also just get to see some of the fantastic venues and setups of these world-leading festivals. So we're very excited to be working with Birmingham, with Manchester, with Durham, with Cheltenham, with the South Bank Centre, and we'll provide as-live experiences for those who want to tune in and listen to some great writers at work.
Yeah, and the amazing thing is that all of these events that we're kind of rebroadcasting this week have all taken place in the last 2 weeks in the UK. So it's this amazing variety. And yet this is just a tiny sample of the literature scene here.
Yeah, and we hope that once we've sort of got that first week up and running, that people explore further and see the different festivals that exist. You know, we've got amazing, the Ledbury Poetry Festival. We've got a fantastic Winchester Poetry Festival that's just happened. We've got the world famous Hay Festival that happens in May each year on the borders between England and Wales. And we've got organisations like New Writing North who are commissioning writers to do exciting things all the time and have just been announced as part of the Great Festival of the North in 2018. So we're going to be showcasing a range of organisations that have got brilliant plans and who are actively looking for partners to spread their wings internationally and to develop new work and new friendships.
Yeah, and so we're starting off with this look at live literature, which is a nice juxtaposition, I suppose, between what we're aiming to do with the ILS in an online form and the more traditional, I suppose, way of doing a festival. But this is just our opening theme. Over the next few months, we're going to be focusing on all kinds of different areas. So regardless of what your either personal or professional interest is in literature, hopefully we'll have something coming up which will grab your attention. Sam, have you got some of your particular favourites in terms of themes that are coming up?
Yeah, I think the first one is a really interesting theme. Kind of some of the questions we're going to be asking are about the role of a festival as a civic and social space for communities to talk to each other, to explore big ideas, to challenge their echo chambers, to ensure that we have really mature, again, festival is a mature place for civic debate in a world kind of dominated by media soundbites and other things like that. We're also going to be looking at the art of producing literature events, how you can change or kind of evolve the experience of that immersive feeling of reading a book, and how you can create a similarly immersive, engaging, interactive experience of reading, but in a live setting. We're going to be asking questions about how the celebritization of literature and the fact that we sell events and sell so much on the authors' names. Does that provide problems for discovering new writers or for engaging in things which aren't in the mainstream? And how can we challenge that, or how can we think of other ways to curate and explore events? We're going to be looking at performance as a literary art form in its own right, so that literature that doesn't take place primarily on the page, really understand what the different values and benefits are of engaging on page or in performance. A whole range of big questions about what literature is when it's presented in a social shared space. So that, I think, is going to be fascinating. There's loads of great people doing really exciting work in the UK and, again, internationally around that. Otherwise, I always come back to our theme in December and January, which is all around literacy, education and reading. Again, it's that experience of reading, which I think shapes so much of, we get into literature because we've loved reading. That's pretty much universal for most people engaged in this. And reading genuinely changes lives, literacy is one of the biggest barriers to engaging effectively in modern society. There are some brilliant people, like the Reader Organisation, some people working in prisons and other places, really looking at how we use reading as a tool for improving lives. And there are going to be some fascinating conversations that we have in that theme.
Yeah, I think that we're going to be talking about, throughout, we'll be thinking about issues around literary translation and what that provides to us and cross-cultural understanding. We'll be thinking about the ethics of what we do and why we do what we do, whether that's from an environmental perspective or from a social or a political perspective. We'll be thinking about technology, and we'll be thinking about how that kind of can bring to bear new opportunities and also perhaps some threats to the work we do within our sector. We'll be thinking all the time, obviously, about money and resources and the capacity to deliver more and better work that we want for our audiences and our communities. It's going to be a wide-ranging set of discussions, and I genuinely think that there'll be periods of time where there'll be sort of areas of great interest for some people, and then there'll be perhaps time when you step away from your laptop or your phone and you take a couple of weeks to think and reflect or think about downloading some of the podcasts and then come back and talk about a related or perhaps an entirely different topic. But we want to generate an ongoing community over a period of time that has sufficient faith in and belief in the community and the real people engaged with our programme that know what they're doing. And so there's a centre of expertise here where problems can be addressed and questions can be chewed over.
Yeah, and that chewing over is really important. If you agree with or disagree with a point strongly, if you have examples of work that we've not considered or not discovered before that you think can really influence that global debate, we want to hear from you as well. And we want to commission new think pieces, new work, new explorations of what literature is like in different parts of the world, from people all across the world. So if you do want to get involved, do tell us, and we will make opportunities for you to share that work happen.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely, definitely some chewing over to be done and exploring the long nose. Thank you very much for listening. The International Literature Showcase is open now. Head over to litshowcase.org to find videos, interviews, essays, and access to great writers and exciting organisations. And if you do work in literature, then make sure you sign up so that you can join in the global conversation. Meanwhile, please do send us questions on Twitter at Writers Centre, and check out what else we do around the UK on our website at writerscentrenorwich.org.uk.